Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me at this early or late hour. I hope that you are well. Yesterday, I told you what we would be digesting this week on definition, and our first insight into Romans chapter 1, verse 4 is this: the Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We see that in what the Apostle Paul writes about Jesus, quoting verse 4 now, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness. When you get a chance, read Romans 1 verse 4 in your own Bible. On this first insight, notice that here the Holy Spirit is named the Spirit of holiness. I'd like for us to capture this. When we think of who the Holy Spirit is, we must believe that His essence is holiness. Holiness is intrinsic to His nature. Holiness is the Spirit's indispensable quality. We can say holiness is the Holy Spirit's brand. Of course it is. Holy is God. We sing that beautiful hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. To know God is to know that He is holy. Jesus is holy. Read His life, as we did last week, and see His holiness on full display. He never, ever sinned. And the Holy Spirit is holy. The Spirit of holiness. I love the way the apostle declares who the Spirit is. Also capture this. The Holy Spirit has always lived within Christ. Think back to the Christmas story. Do you remember what the angel said to Mary? Listen to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God." What a parallel to Romans 1, verse 4. And notice that Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Further along in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness." Did you catch it? Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit does not show up for the first time in the life of Jesus at the tomb in order to resurrect the Lord from the dead. No. There has been a powerful interrelationship of Jesus and the Holy Spirit all along. God the Son and God the Holy Spirit are inseparable. And again, they are one in the resurrection. Back to Romans 1 verse 4, where the Apostle Paul says, "With power by the resurrection from the dead." Paul brings the resurrection into focus, and then he adds, "according to the Spirit of holiness." The Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So here is what we have learned on this broadcast. The Holy Spirit is holy. Holiness is intrinsic to His nature. The Holy Spirit has always lived within Christ, and the Holy Spirit is God who raised Jesus from the dead in power. How does this apply to our lives? Find out on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.